Now, European gas prices, already at record levels, jumped 30% higher today after Russia said one of its main gas supply pipelines to Europe would stay shut indefinitely. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, is in studio with more on this. This is the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, Will, that had been closed for, the Russians said, 3 days for maintenance work, and they've said today it's going to remain shut entirely and indefinitely.
That's right, Brian. I mean, the background to this was that you and I were here talking about this on Friday on the programme about how the pipeline which transports gas into Europe from Russia had been due, as you say, to be shut down for 3 days of maintenance. It was due to resume pumping again on Saturday morning, but then on Friday evening, Gazprom, the Russian state-controlled firm which runs the pipeline, said it could no longer provide a time frame for restarting deliveries because it had found a leak that meant a pipeline turbine could not run safely. Now, that, coincidentally or not, had followed the announcement by the G7 earlier on Friday that it planned to put a price cap on Russian oil so as to prevent it being used to fund the war effort. So the Gazprom announcement on Friday evening was seen in Europe as maybe a retaliatory reaction by the Russian government to the G7's move. Either way, the situation has ratcheted up further this morning. That's because Vladimir Putin's spokesman has reportedly now said that Russia will not resume gas supplies into Europe through the pipeline indefinitely until the sanctions are lifted. And that's because Russia is claiming that it's the sanctions that are preventing it carrying out required maintenance on machinery used on the pipeline. Now, Europe disputes that. It's actually loosened up some of the sanctions to allow repairs take place and claims Russia is in reality weaponizing gas in order to retaliate for the sanctions. But one way or the other, it seems we now have official confirmation from Russia that gas supplies into Europe have been halted indefinitely to an extent that has been anticipated for some time, and European countries have been working on the basis that it would probably happen, but it hasn't prevented a reaction on the markets. This morning we saw the wholesale price of gas on European markets leap by 35% in early trade, back towards those record highs recorded a few weeks ago. It has eased back a little bit since then, but it's still up around a quarter on the day and 400% compared to this time last year, and that's clearly more bad news for consumers and businesses here and in Europe who are dependent on gas for heat and for electricity generation.
And the potential impact of this on the viability of power companies, particularly in Germany, you know, where the much of this gas is transported to.
Yeah, I mean, it's creating huge problems all across Europe, not least for power companies which are facing significant financial difficulties. Part of this is due to the price caps that have been put in place by some governments in order to keep a lid on how much consumers have to pay for power. That's creating a problem for power companies which have no choice but to pay the soaring wholesale prices for the energy. But the other issue is that many are now facing a liquidity crunch too, and that's because they got caught on the wrong side of bets on where the price of energy would go. And so we've seen a number of power companies collapsing or having to be bailed out by their governments, like Uniper, as you say, in Germany, for example. The Finnish Economic Affairs Minister even remarked at the weekend that the situation has all the ingredients for a kind of Lehman Brothers type scenario for the energy industry, in reference, of course, to the collapse of the investment bank at the start of the financial crisis in 2008. Indeed, Finland is one of the countries, alongside Sweden as another, that has had to provide a liquidity guarantee to their power companies. We've also seen Germany announce a €65 billion support scheme in the last 24 hours to help protect Germans from soaring inflation. So the EU is now racing to come up with a range of measures to implement to help ease the crisis. We're expecting to see more announced following a meeting of EU energy ministers on Friday. But clearly the urgency of the situation has escalated much further as a result of the developments this morning.
Will Goodbody, business editor, thank you very much for that.